Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's fun about modern conveniences, boys?
They're convenient.
Nothing.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this is a little mashup between Bored Panda and VegOutMag.com. And basically it's...
VegOutMag.
VegOutMag.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing in
Not
there.
Not Meg Out Veg?
Veg, Miles. Veg, like, you know, vegetables.
That's the new Jason Statham movie they're working on. Meg Badge. It's going to be a hit.
That's what we call a Madonna
just
concert.
Straight up Meg Badge.
Madge Badge.
The Madge Badge.
Got it.
Oh, my God. Look at that thing.
She gives out little pins. It's called the Badge of Honor. Madonna.
Barking at me.
No!
But VegOutMag.com had this story that says, you know that you're peak boomer when these modern conveniences genuinely confuse and annoy you. Doggone it, boys.
Centerfold's just labia.
God damn, that's big. Look at that thing.
My heavens.
Wow. Tuck that thing back in.
Doggone it. They start with QR code menus instead of actual menus.
I don't know why it annoys me so much. It just does.
That one is one that I haven't been able to get behind. I know that it bothers Ted as well, and I know that it bugs you guys. It's just, I'm indifferent to it. If it's real menu, I'm good with it because sometimes there's pictures of the food. Sometimes I kind of like to see the presentation that you've got.
It's not that big of a deal, and I understand that, but for whatever reason, it drives me freaking nuts.
So if you have the selections up there that you can kind of quick jump to,
yeah,
that's one thing. But I've been in a restaurant before where I'm going through now. I'm going through the mixed drinks. Now I'm at the wine list.
Right.
Now the wine list keeps going. There's more wine. Now I'm at the bottled beer. Now I'm at the canned beer. Now I'm at the drafts. None of those exist. Then you finally get to the appetizers.
Right.
So it's just a matter of time. I don't care about all the other crap.
Well, then you accidentally skip what you actually want to go for.
And you got to scroll.
Like, I need the entrees. Dessert. Like, doggone it.
I don't know why it bugs me so much, but it really does.
And I will say that. Like, I don't mind a physical menu. I don't mind the QR menu. But I am going to say, like, if you are going to put your menu on whatever phone app, make sure that it's functional. Make sure that it's good. There's a lot of people that do something where they make a phone app or a menu or whatnot, and it's half-assed.
You know, I guess my thing, too, is, and this is just me, and obviously I have an older generation, but if I am out, like bar or restaurant, I don't want to use my phone.
Yeah.
That just as a general rule, like, I do not want to use my phone. I'm here to have a conversation.
Or if they did it like McDonald's app. You get a free fry this time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, all right, man, I'm using the app.
Right.
I'm on the thing.
Use the coupon that's on the app.
I'll
Whatever.
Take a free French fry appetizer.
Self-checkout machines that assume you're a thief.
Well, I think that's probably erring on the side of caution.
Well, they said last week they watched somebody at a scan groceries at a self-checkout. The machine kept yelling about unexpected items in the backing area every 30 seconds. He gave up and just found a person.
I generally, if it's just me, I go to the person.
Hey, sure.
I mean, everything for me is such a... I mean, just getting into like a concert now because everything's on the phone. I have to hand my son my phone and say, hey, do whatever it is they're about to say we got to do.
How about a bottle of rice wine, which is what you cook with it?
Yeah.
It's great.
Some people cook
I got carded. That's what I found out.
They have to.
They do.
I know. So I get up there and I'm like, I'm not drinking this. She's like, you would be surprised who does. And I was like, really?
Cooks.
Do you do this with mouthwash too? She's
right?
Like, no. And I'm like, it's the same percentage of alcohol.
They do it with NyQuil.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and I get where you're at, Miles. Like, we've reached the part where common sense doesn't get to play a factor
anymore. I was like, do kids do that? She's like, oh, no.
But that's the thing. The people that have ID are the people that are prop. You're at the point that you're a bona fide alcoholic.
Yes.
Right. This is not
a 13-year-old kid trying to sneak one over on you.
Get me some Bartles and James and some rice wine. That's probably not what they're
asking. I'm like, here's my ID.
Damn.
I'm old enough. Rice wine, here I come.
I guess I'll stick with beer.
I'm getting loaded tonight.
What can I get next? Cooking sherry?
I worked with a chef who drank a gallon of that a day.
Well, sherry is an actual wine.
The sherry. Cooking sherry.
Yeah.
And we did not know he was doing this. We did notice for like 2 weeks just that inventory seemed low. But none of us thought that anyone was drinking.
Yeah.
It never occurred to us. And me and my buddy Paul, we came in one morning to open the restaurant. Mm. We're the first guys there. And Paul says, man, there's somebody in the kitchen. I'm like, what? He said, there's someone in the kitchen laying on the floor. We walk in. He's wearing a pair of cowboy boots, his tighty whities and a shirt. And it was our chef.
Oh.
He is face down on the floor with a bottle of cooking sherry, like within arm's reach.
One did that, or did he have a little bit more before he went in there, do you know?
The only thing we saw was a cooking sherry.
Gotcha.
But we were like, what is going on? But it's weird, like, when your boss wakes up off the floor, and you're kind of working around, and he's acting like, hey, good morning, fellas. Like, oh.
Right. Marcella for everyone.
The only time I've ever seen sherry being drank is on Frasier.
Right.
And then I've never heard of anybody ever using sherry, ever.
No. I used to cook with.
I'd say it's great to cook with.
Yeah. Okay.
It's great in cream soups.
Cream soups.
It is a game changer.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Like if you like a good chowder.
Yeah.
Some people put like a little whiskey in there with the cream or sherry in there.
The only time I've ever cooked with wine is making a pasta sauce.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's the perfect place.
And even then it was like, what, Sutter Home or something like that? Something like house. I grab crap.
Even if you make it like a vodka sauce. Okay. You just do a splash of sherry in there. Sorry, it sounds ridiculous. It's fantastic.
Doesn't sound ridiculous.
That's a little cream, yeah.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Apps, again, these are, you know that you're a peak boomer when these modern conveniences genuinely confuse and annoy you. Apps for things that used to take one phone call.
Yep.
Say this guy needed to schedule a doctor's appointment. The receptionist told him to download their app. 20 minutes later, he created 3 accounts, forgotten 2 passwords, and was ready to throw the phone away.
That is how I feel.
Right. You used to have to just call the doctor's office, hey, I want to make an appointment. You got to download my chart, and then you got to make an account.
It's such crap. And I get why they do it. It's a great business model for them,
sure.
But it doesn't do anything for us.
Well, and I can see the merit of us having it because, you know, it's all my chart right now. Let's say what it is. It's all my chart right now.
I don't mind having it. I mind it being obligatory for me to move forward.
Agreed. You know what? I'll give you that.
If I had it on there and I said, look, man, this is the results of my latest blah, I'm fine with that. But yeah. I hate that. Like, I am obliged to use this to get my own information about me.
Correct. Right. You know what? It's part of your job to give me the information.
I'm calling on my behalf, man. Like, I have a vested interest in my own health.
Yeah.
That's all.
I give you that. And I'll put my foot down with you. It shouldn't be the requirement of me getting a doggone appointment.
Yeah. That's it.
So lifestyle. There you go. Subscription services for things that you should own. I fully agree with this.
Like what?
They bought a new car last year and discovered heated seats require a monthly subscription.
Well, they'll turn it off from the dealership kind of thing?
Yes.
Or from the manual?
Weird, different little accessories that we'll get rid of.
That's insane
it's
to
crazy.
Me.
What a else? Rear camera. Things that make sense from a
Are
safety
you serious?
Perspective. Yes.
So, like, if I don't pay my, they'll cut off my rear camera.
Right. Yes.
Jesus. Yes. That is insane to me.
Sorry to pay for your windshield wipers.
Because here's the thing.
It's raining.
Right.
Lights are off.
Here's the thing, though, is that you spend extra money to have those available.
But I can't get it off.
Right.
Right. Like, if they
so
were
So you
all,
still pay extra for the rear camera.
You got to.
And then it's a subscription fee.
It's a rental. Yes. It's a rental.
Jesus.
That is such trash. Mm-hmm. You know, because like I'm saying, I'm spending extra to have these things available. Mm-hmm. There are certain cars where you can't buy them with seat warmers until you buy the better model. You're telling me that I'm buying the better doggone model and I still got to pay
subscribe.
I don't care if it's $3.99 a month. I bought the damn car. Give me my seat warmers.
Nope.
Jesus.
Well, subscribe.
Whiz. I don't need my wife crawling up my tail end because you didn't pay the heated seat subscription this month, did you?
You should tell her, hey, you didn't pay your climb up my ass subscription, so...
Well, the problem is you got to pay for it all year round. And maybe you only need it for 3 or 4 months.
That's so
stupid. Well, that's part
stupid.
Of it, too, right?
You can turn it off, yeah.
That is so stupid.
That is unreal.
Doggone it, dude.
Well, hopefully that won't catch on.
And, like, I get it. There's other subscriptions that are just weird. There's some subscriptions that are very handy, like movies and games. I get that. Like, I've had the Xbox subscription for a minute. It's been fun. I need to get rid of it because I haven't used it in a minute. But I get it. Like, I get access to all these different things, which is fantastic.
Sure.
My car should not be a subscription service. My home should not be a subscription service.
And your Xbox doesn't cost, like, $75,000 new.
Right.
That's part of it.
For the privilege of being able to pay your stupid-ass subscription service. Shame on you. You're peak boomer when these modern conveniences genuinely confuse and annoy you. Contactless payments when cash works just fine. Steve, I know that you're a huge advocate for cash.
I'm a big advocate on cash because it's a lot faster and I don't run into problems.
It was faster.
It was faster. Now, okay, you're paying with cash. I'm like, it's money. My God, you think I'm paying with gold doubloons. I'm like, this is U.S. currency, man.
Have you tried to walk into McDonald's and order something?
No.
You can't.
No, you got to go up to the doggone screen now.
Only go through the drive-thru and talk to a human.
Right.
Maybe not even a human at the drive-thru. Might be AI with a voice.
Right.
You give the order, but you still talk to somebody.
Right.
So if you walk into McDonald's and go, can I put an order? They'll go, use the screen.
Right.
Use your app. Get away from me.
Right.
You're like, dude, but I want extra pickles.
I do love the shift, the quick little left turn there. Welcome to McDonald's. Are you using our app today? No.
What you want? Yeah. Right. Oh, all the pretense drops. What you want, big boy?
What can I get you? Pull him to the first window. And that'll leave you with this last modern convenience that genuinely confuses and annoys, let's face it, everybody. Smart home devices that listen constantly.
Don't buy them.
Right.
That
you don't
was always
need
my,
them.
They don't make anything better.
No.
And then it's just all your third-party information crap. Like, your fridge looks cool, but it's the same temperature as mine.
Right.
That's all. It doesn't make any sense.
Pack me a bowl and bring me a Kool-Aid.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't do that.
Right. You can't
do that. You gotta get up and do it.
Right. So, you know, even our smartphones are listening too doggone closely, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The wife and I were watching a bunch of scary movies. We watched the movie Us over the weekend.
Which
and
one is that?
That's Jordan Peele. That's the second movie of his that he made. The one right after Get Out. The one with the tethered, if you will.
The people outside of the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
That was a creepy one.
Yeah.
The ending, I wanted to get a little bit more clarity on it, so I opened up Chrome on my phone and was like, ending of Us explained? I was like, I didn't even ask you about the movie. I didn't start typing anything and it already knew where I was going. No, we're not doing this crap.
We know what you're thinking, Michael.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.